Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
All right, we'll go ticket text real quick. We'll get to the people. I was going to mix in a college football question, but the passion for this topic and look, it's fans on both sides, but I've kept it open. If you're just joining the show, make no mistake. This whole topic started with, you know, not Tigers lose again. It was, okay, morning show got a few calls from fans that were Larry David, right? Spite store. I hope they don't make it. I'm so angry at them, and I'm so angry at Scott Harris. I hope they miss the playoffs. Those people were called losers. I don't think you're a loser if you feel that way. I think you want accountability, and you know you're not going to get any. You're not going to have a new owner. You're not going to have a new president. You're not going to have a new manager. And you're just going to have this collapse. And it's the idea that they could trip into this wild card after blowing the two seed, after blowing the division, and it's a horrible division. And only because the Astros are so booty, you would creep in. I don't think you're a loser for feeling that way. On the flip side, I'm not angry at anybody who says, look, man, I've struggled for a long time with this team. Any chance I get to make the playoffs, I'm going to take it. We're trying to figure out where you're at on the fan emotion scale. Sad, mad, apathy, full spite. So, look, all opinions are valid here. It's just, I think that trade deadline, and look, it's not a personal attack. What you put out in the public is fair game. I think there's a smarm quotient. I think there's an aloofness about this team from the forward-facing members of the franchise. And I think people are upset. Nothing's going to get people angrier than smartest guy in the room. Because it doesn't need to be that way. But when you do that, and then you go on the state-run media podcast with your play-by-play guy talking about how proud you are of your team, you could get the Paddock deal done. What? Yeah, people are angry. They're angry because Paddock's a bullpen arm who's in exile. Charlie Morton ain't here. Five or six of the relievers you got aren't here. The ones who are, Montero's a guy. I don't even know why you pitched him last night because you only pitch him in blowouts. You know, Finnegan is fine enough, but that's a far cry from the Yoan Durans that moved at the deadline or David Bednar's. And you were left with, I don't want to be haunted about, you know, prospect nine.
Yeah.
So it's, again, both opinions are valid and people are passionate. And that's all we can offer you because I've never watched anything like this. This makes 09 look like a walk in the park.
Because this has never happened before. Okay, that's why.
Rico wins.
And, you know, the Astros came to play today. So
I listen. All right, you know, don't trip over yourself kissing their ass.
I'm not.
I got shut out last night.
Just saying, man.
That's the only reason this team's got any hope. If the Astros were even playing 500, if they had just gone 2-3 the last two games,
right,
you're out of the playoffs.
What I'm saying is you don't want them to all of a sudden wake up, and now you're scoreboard watching.
Well, I think a lot of fans do.
For that final spot.
I think a lot of fans actually do want that. Because they want a message sent to the organization, stop acting like you have all the answers you don't.
Well, I'll give you that answer. I'm completely done with the Tigers. I hope we don't make the playoffs. Maybe it'll force the front office to do something in the offseason.
Yeah, like get regular bats that anyone cares about. That not life is not a matchup.
Ray from Livonia says, this current Tiger team is young and didn't know how to handle the lead for 162. We needed some more veterans to help with that at the trade deadline, and that did not happen.
Right. Your answer to replacing Job and Olsen was Morton and Paddock. That's because Estelle Getty never made it north. That's Alex Cobb.
In full spite store, because Harris didn't do anything at the deadline and I want him to pay for it. Tony from Macomb. And then this comes in.
Sure. Whoa.
Please keep playing the kazoo version of Eye of the Tiger. Outstanding. Another one.
Listen, it's not all hee-hees and ha-has when a 15-and-a-half game lead is gone now, is it?
Just passed out laughing from the kazoo or whatever that thing is. And the best part is Otto sounded annoyed. I love that part.
Otto was just ready to give up. Like, seriously, guys.
Mark from Southgate does say, why do we care anymore? Every game is the same pattern. One or two runs all game while the other team breaks away on the bullpen.
Because it only takes one game to end this nonsense. Your magic number to make the playoffs is 3. Any combination of wins by you or Astro losses, 3. It's why we keep watching. Because in the end, even if you're spiteful of this team, they make the playoffs, you're watching. And I said this to a texter earlier today. I could absolutely see them beating the Guardians in a 3-game set next week because baseball's weird. So I think you could be both. We described Tiger fans today as Ron Burgundy bathrobe in the telephone booth, glass case of emotion. Fans don't know how to feel. They just feel angry and sadness, and they need a place to project. Mm-hmm. So that's why I don't think anyone's a loser.
No, they're not. No, because you're watching a historic collapse.
After an embarrassing deadline. That was an embarrassing deadline.
It was.
And all the water carriers in this town defended it. What a joke. What you want him to do? Oh, what player move that we could have got? Kenny.
That's what the money's for?
Got him.
I'm getting all these mixed up.
You got it. You nailed it. You did all right. Great.
I thought he needed to sing Purple Rain.
Yeah, that's what I was like, is this the Purple Rain one? Or?
Definitely not.
I would have died laughing if you did that.
We do not pay running backs.
All right, we go to Tony, 97.1. What's up, Tone?
Hey, listen, no matter what you say, this is all Sky Harris's fault. He should be slapped. And I think I got good mind to drive me and my wife down there and so I can let her slap the crap out of here.
We're not going to do that.
You know, because he's picking the groceries. Who's picking the groceries? Scott Harris.
I agree with you.
Picking the groceries. That means that he's to blame for this mess. They should not make the playoffs. Even if they did make the playoffs as a top seed, they'll roll Montero out there to pitch. Have you seen him pitch? Montero, he can't pitch better than my 9-year-old grandbaby. I mean, he sucked last night. I watched him. I'm sitting in the bar in Milwaukee, and I'm sitting there watching him pitch, and he looks like crap. Who is paying him? He should be sitting at the Little Caesars counter making pizzas or something because he cannot pitch. They shouldn't pay him. Montero is horrible.
All right. Well, listen, they got problems. They got problems way bigger than him, but I hear you. Tone, I blame
him. No, but we traded for that mess. We traded for these players.
Tone, slow down for 1 second. I just want to make sure we're clear about something because I know I've said it pretty clearly. I blame Scott Harris. You're talking to me like somehow I'm defending him. I'm not.
I think he's just projecting.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying everybody out there that says it's not Scott Harris, it is Scott Harris. He did the grocery shopping. He picked these players.
Correct.
He did nothing at the deadline. The deadline could have saved us. And then even if we get into the playoffs, we're gonna take the exit no matter what position we're in. Even if we're in first place, even if we had made first place and not the wild card, we still would have took a quick exit because we don't have any good players. He picked this mess. He put this together. It's a pizza with nothing on it.
Well, I was going to say the deadline was moldy bread. You got bread. She's got mold on it. Moldy Chris Paddock, moldy Charlie Morton, you know, moldy bullpen arms. The whole thing is, while none of this may have stopped you and kept you in the 2 spot, you're never in a position where you don't win the division. They haven't won a division in over a decade. It matters. You want to win your division. That deadline cost them that. That is, to me, the fairest way. They did nothing.
Right.
Come on.
Nothing consequential. I mean, like you said, it was pieces, but it wasn't anything great. And then that final, right at the deadline, it's, hey, it's Charlie Morton.
That's it? Oh, okay.
And then you got rid of him before the season even ended.
And you just put realized. Paddock in the bullpen before the season really ramped up. Yeah. And your bullpen arms, they were all gone. Yeah. I mean, you traded for a hurt guy in Paul Sewald. And it's like I got raked over the coals by a lot of people for bringing up Duren 2 weeks before the deadline, and then Duren goes to the Phillies. It wasn't so funny then, was it? Mm-hmm. Whole point is you didn't want to give up anything that mattered. For a dominant closer with 3 years of team control, are you in this situation if you've got Yoan Duren as your high leverage reliever?
Nope.
And he can get you a six out save?
Nope.
That's the whole reason people have a right to be mad. Oh, you know, the other thing too is it's the wait for the kids thing. I think people are tired because they felt like last year should have sped up the clock and it didn't.
And see, and I think that's why people are sad, because they believed in it. Okay, we're good enough to win now, and then in a few years we're going to have a whole new Tiger team. They bought this. They bought hook, line, and sinker, and now they're sitting there like, wait, what? But you promised me that this was going to be good. I thought we were going to win a division. I thought we were going to have the T-shirt saying we won the division again, and instead, you're holding out for dear life.
Guarantee you, they clinch a playoff spot this next weekend. No. They're going to have playoff T-shirts, champagne, and ski goggles. Guarantee you, they'll have Benetti crowd surfing.
You know
exactly what's going to happen.
I want to say somebody in that organization will be smart enough to say,
won't happen.
Guys, this is not a good look.
They made the playoffs. What an accomplishment. Back-to-back playoffs for the first time in X. You know what's coming. And it's going to upset a lot of fans. It will.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I hope somebody will say, this is not a good look, okay? PR-wise, how about no?
All right, guys. Tigers, they are not tied for the division lead. And they're only in the playoffs by a game right now. They've lost 8 in a row, 4 to go, and we've been asking people, do you even want them to be in the playoffs? Because there is a lot of resentment and frustration and anger, humiliation. Tiger fans, do you want this team in the playoffs or not?
Well, the easy answer is yes. I think the obvious answer is yes.
There's a lot of people that want to rub their nose in it and have them really deal with the consequences of their actions and miss the playoffs entirely.
And maybe I'm giving them too much credit. Maybe there's no credit should be given. I don't want to use the word assume, because that includes me.
Yeah.
But you got to believe that what they are witnessing, what they are seeing, what they are feeling, what they are living through as an organization, you got to imagine that it hurts more for them than it does for us.
I don't know that.
That's why I say I don't want to make that assumption. But
because they didn't take this seriously enough. So I don't know. I don't know. But I also don't want to tell people, well, if the Tigers miss the playoffs, you're going to get this reckoning that you think you're going to get. You know, I think, cool, Scott Harris is going to have to face some nastier questions postseason. And what, I get to do a smarmy show on the radio. Like, that's going to pass. The offseason is going to start early for a team that we were celebrating all year. And we'll go another year without Tiger playoff baseball, which is the norm, by the way, John. I was looking it up. In your life, they've only made it 7 times. Yeah. You're going to turn 50 in January. I'm not going to look at my baseball team and say I don't want them to be in the playoffs.
I agree. I mean, it's a long season. Does it feel good right now? Absolutely not. But it's 162. If you get one more than Cleveland or one more than Houston, then you've done more in 162 than they did, and you deserve to be in the playoffs. It doesn't feel like it because they've lost 8 in a row. They've lost 9 out of 10. And you could even go further than that. You go all the way back to July when this all began. But I would much rather be in a world where our team makes the playoffs versus where they don't.
Agreed. And even if I don't have a great degree of confidence that they'll do anything when they get in the playoffs, I know for a fact if they miss it, they won't go on a run.
Right. There's no chance.
There's a 0% chance. I'll take, even if you told me, it's a half of a percentage. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'd rather have that.
So we're going full Dumb and Dumber. So you're saying there's a chance.
No, and I don't even mean it in this,
it's 1 in a million.
Right, which is better than 0 in a million.
Yeah. I agree.
And if they get bounced in the first round, they didn't go as far as they did last year. There's still egg on the face of the front office, and there's still real changes that need to be made. But that's going to be the case regardless here.
Yeah.
So it's just, do you want him in or do you want him out? Knock out some phone calls. Dean in Milford, good morning.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, John, I heard you snicker right there. Last week, you guys made a comment when I got off, and I'll reiterate the comment with, I agree with accountability, and I think that honesty and truth is important, and your feelings don't matter. So with that being said, Scott Harris said, oh, I just need to make the playoffs, right? Cool. Don't make the playoffs. I don't want you in the playoffs. I want you to come back out and tell everyone the next stupid thing that you have to say, because if it's just about making the playoffs, then what's the point? What's the point of playing if only making the playoffs is your goal? That's useless. No one plays for that. Who talks about, oh, they made the reason the Red Wings were talked about for making the playoffs for 25 years straight is because during most of those 25 years, there was a chance of winning the Stanley Cup. So we got to be fans of the Red Wings that decided, oh, the regular season doesn't matter anymore. The season starts in the playoffs. Yankees fans do the exact same things. So there's this trend of winning teams that don't want you in the playoffs unless you have a chance of winning the whole thing. And it's no longer, oh, it's a sign of growth. No, it's not. You stumbled in last year because someone else epically failed. You had the opportunity to be successful and do a great thing this year, and you turned around and epically failed. You're garbage. I hope you don't make the playoffs.
Yeah, but if you're going to do the thing about, I don't care about your feelings are, I'm angry at this team that they shouldn't make the playoffs. And it cuts both ways. Let's go to Richard in Berkeley. Richard, good morning.
All right. Well, I guess I'm following up on that a little bit. I've been waiting, not for them to crater like this, but waiting for the wheels to come off for a while, because they, if you go position by position with them, they have, what, five guys that would play or contribute on a real playoff team? And the rest of them, they're all role players or 4A players. And once the pitching staff got decimated a couple months ago, this was some form of crash was inevitable. And so if they don't make the playoffs, I'm not going to be sad about it all, because if they make it, they're going to likely get wiped out. And it's going to be probably an embarrassment at a national level and a waste of viewership.
Hold on. I want to go back to something you just said. A national embarrassment, right?
Isn't the national embarrassment that they have this epic collapse and don't make the playoffs? That's more of an embarrassment than anything else.
I find them almost equal, because if they happen to make it in and then get knocked out in three games, it's just as bad as if they don't make it. There's not going to be any joy or fun in watching. There won't be the anticipation of they're going to get out of the first round. There's no reason.
Oh, I agree with that.
Have any hope?
I agree that you'll go in with little to no hope. You'll go in expecting to be bounced immediately. There won't be the same juice anticipation of playoff baseball.
But there's
but if you want to talk about, I don't want my team to be humiliated. Like, the humiliation is missing entirely when you spent all year in first place.
But there's a road right now the Astros and A's play today at 3:30. The Tigers play at 6:40. The Tigers will know the result. If the Astros lose, the Tigers can knock the wild card number down to one and still have a chance at the division, although that's a little far-fetched. But that opens up the world of not having to pitch Schoolable Sunday, and you get to pitch them game one in a wild card series. And I think that's an equalizer there. No matter how bad this team is playing, if he can get seven and you get your Finnegan and Vest pitch is good, that's a big, you don't have to score much. And then all of a sudden you're looking at a completely different world.
I mean, if they lose, all other collapses, and it doesn't matter the sport, they will all be compared to the 25 Tigers.
Okay. So, Danny McComb, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, quick point. I'm in full agreement with you guys that if they make the playoffs, even if they're not on their A game, it wasn't a waste of a season. It gives some validity to the season. But as a season ticket holder and the other 50,000 people, they got to pay a lot of money to go down there. I'm hoping they don't make the playoffs, because I don't want to pay for it. I'm not going to pay. I'm not going if they make the playoffs and paying for that with, like what the other caller before me said, there's no anticipation of even hope for me. It's like they've tuned out. So I've tuned out as a paying season ticket holder. Then I'm not going to pay for that.
Well, it doesn't sound like they're going to have any home playoff games anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if the season ended today,
Right. They'd be on the road.
They'd be in the playoffs, but they'd be on the road.
Right. But if they win in a five-game series, you're going to get...
Even if they win one game away, wouldn't that bring...
No, the whole wild card series
will
is,
be... Yeah, three games will be...
All
but
in
yeah,
one city.
Right. Yeah. So if they win that series...
Okay. It's like Danny, it's like last year, the first round, the wild card round was all in Houston.
Right.
And Detroit won the games in Houston and advanced.
Yeah, so it'd likely be in New York or back in Cleveland.
Cleveland, could you imagine? Matthew in Rochester, good morning.
Morning, fellas. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Good. You know, for me, longtime Tigers fan, obviously like everyone else calling in too, just for me, the thing is a lot of people don't understand, yes, they don't deserve it. They haven't been playing well, but I think that they should go to the playoffs, and I think that the experience that they'll gain in the playoffs for another year is very valuable. I understand that maybe is a loser mentality right now, but thinking about the experience that they can gain with this young core going to the playoffs again, I think that's very invaluable, and a lot of people don't really see that. But playing in the playoffs is a whole nother animal, right? So I think that, you know, getting that experience with Riley and Torque and these younger guys is very, very valuable, and I don't know if a lot of people are seeing that point.
Well, Matt, I would disagree with your comment that it's a loser mentality. I think wanting them not to get to the playoffs, that's the loser mentality.
Right.
That is the mentality of I don't care, just lose, I don't want to see him in the playoffs. That's total BS.
Yeah, the loser mentality is just keep losing.
Yeah.
What could be more loser mentality than lose? I mean, winning to get in the playoffs is preferable. There is also a world where they lose and get in the playoffs because
they still have a game and a half lead on Houston.
Yeah. Could you imagine if this team lost out? It would be 12 straight losses and made the playoffs.
Yeah.
Then you have the awkwardness of like, hey, the champagne's over here, but we really shouldn't be celebrating this. You can't celebrate if you lose 12 straight and make the playoffs, right?
It would be a very muted celebration. Should be behind closed doors.
Tone deaf. Maybe don't. Yeah. Well, anyway. 248-539-9797. Tiger fans, you want to be in? Or you just want them to miss at this point? You can be honest if that's how you're feeling.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
All right, we were just huddled up here for a second. We'll get back to the phone calls, but it was kind of this like moment of a lot still has to be sorted out here. Nobody believes the Tigers are playing good baseball.
Nope.
But if they win today, we keep saying this, if they win today, they stop the bleeding. If they win today, they would draw even with the Guardians.
I just can't emphasize enough how important, like if the Astros lose during the afternoon and the Tigers know that and they go out and play tonight and they don't respond, I mean...
Yeah.
What the AJ's got to, I mean, he's got to use that. Like, that's got to fire them up. They'll basically be hitting the field when that game's over.
Yeah, the alternative, though, is the Astros win.
Right.
And then it puts them tied with the Tigers for the last playoff spot, and then...
Which should motivate him even more!
Well, you'd hope so.
It's simple for AJ. He can say, guys, they lost. The magic number's down to one if we win. Let's go.
Yeah.
Right. Because...
Do you really want this? Do you want to play in postseason baseball?
Well, and that's the question we've asked the listeners. Yep. Do you want this? Like, it's a crazy question to ask, but John, we've gotten so much vitriol and frustration from Tiger fans who think if they miss the playoffs, then they can rub Scott Harris's nose in it, that they'll get real change in the offseason, and they get their pound of flesh. They're mad, and they want the Tigers to feel mad. They're sad, so they want this to be a sad ending to the season. It's very emotional. I don't agree with them. I don't think Scott Harris is going to have his brain chemistry altered in the offseason. I don't think he's going to lose his job. I don't think him having to face the music for 48 hours on talk radio and 45 minutes at a press conference is worth missing the playoffs entirely. No, I'm not selling people a dream or a hope that they're going to go on a deep run, but it sure beats the alternative, which is we did this whole thing for nothing. They didn't even make the playoffs. And making the playoffs is not how you define success, but it's something the franchise has very rarely done. John, you will turn 50 in January. They have made it 7 times in your life.
I appreciate you keep bringing that point up.
Well, it's just a nice little benchmark. Happy early
nice
birthday.
Nice round number.
Nice round number. Let's get to Dean in Dearborn Heights. Dean, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
What's
good?
I mean, come on. There are no team leaders on this Tiger team. No. In the hitting area, no, there's none. In the pitching area, everybody's counting on Scooble. Cleveland has Ramirez and Kwan.
Yep.
And everybody is on board. Okay, so, you know, you got Captain Strikeout Green. Is he a leader? No.
Captain Strikeout. Like the worst superhero ever.
I have never seen a team that swings at balls and lets the strikes go down the middle. Your worst teams in the baseball league figures the Tigers out, you know. And my only question is, does this reflect on the hitting coach?
Which one? They have three.
Well,
I don't care.
No, that was me being a jerk. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm not sorry.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I agree with you. Like, I think the approach at the plate has been putrid. And you would think after they struck out 19 times in the first game of this road trip that they would have bounced back last night with a much more inspired performance. They scored one total run.
And I agree right now. It feels like there's zero leadership from the player's perspective. I'm not talking about AJ. I'm not talking about the front office. I'm just talking about the guys that are on the field. But it's also in large part the same group of guys that put together a great run last year.
It feels like a completely different.
It does. I can't sit here and say, well, there's no leadership from the players. Well, where did they get it from last year?
Well, last year, the difference was you got to play the role of the plucky underdog, right? You don't have to steady the ship. You're not supposed to be here. You play free, fast, and loose.
Well, maybe now they're the underdog, and all of a sudden today, because they are not the favorites to win the division, they're not in the lead in the division.
18% chance to win the division per fan.
Maybe now, all of a sudden, hey, throw caution to the wind, and we finally let our hair down and play.
We got to get that down to 0.1%, and then we'll play our best baseball.
Well, I mean, yeah, you lose today, and it's right there.
No kidding. Tim in Sterling Heights, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. You know, I don't understand the mentality of Tiger fans rooting for us to lose and not to make the playoffs. The real humiliation is blowing this huge lead and not getting to the playoffs.
Yep.
So I just don't understand it. And, you know, when you think about it, they had that long stretch, the first one, where they lost a bunch and Cleveland caught up a bit. And then we went on a long stretch of winning. So, you know, am I saying it's likely? No. But it's not. It's possible that they get their swing back or the groove back. I don't know.
But it beats the alternative is the point. Yeah.
This is your team. And I got a favor to ask of John there.
Yeah, what's that?
Can we take away the turd moniker from Costa and give it to these yahoos that don't want us to get to the playoffs? That's your team. You don't goot against your team, dudes.
Yeah,
I'm in favor of this. Let's do that. Yes.
I think it could be a cosign. You know, there could be a couple of them. Not going to let you off the hook completely. But, Tim, I agree with you. It's a loser mentality. And if you don't want your team in the playoffs, then I think you are entering turd territory.
This ticket texter just says, could you imagine the world they win out? The emotional roller coaster it would put everybody on.
Oh, my gosh.
Again, nobody's predicting it, but it is possible.
We have an example in sports in less than a calendar year on why you get in. Can you guys figure it out?
Wait, say that again?
Across all sports?
It's college and pro. It's college.
Ohio State?
Yeah.
Humiliated to Michigan, still found a way.
Radio in Columbus on that Monday.
They wanted Ryan Day fired. Not that different than the Scott Harris phone calls we're taking.
Yeah. Now, you can argue that that Ohio State team was more talented than the Tiger team, you know,
sure.
You're crossing sports over. But it's the reason you get in.
Because anything can happen at that point.
Yeah, you let the Big Ten championship play out. You let, you know, you get the let the seedings fall where you want them to, and you go, right? That's why you get in. You have it, Dan Campbell, everybody loves him in this town. 99% of people, and he says, just get in the tournament.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just get in the tournament. You never know what can happen.
248-539-9797. Let's get to Keith and Grosseal, who wants to make that similar point.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Dan Campbell. And answer your question, do I want the Tigers to make the playoffs? Hell yes. And, John, you know this, being an athlete. When you win and you're number one for, geez, since April, that's a lot to hold on to. And then now it's gone downhill, and it's fleeting. It's something, it's they're making silly mistakes. Well, you know what? You've lost it. It's gone. You're in second place. Well, you got four games left. So LFGTIGERS. Boys, if you're listening, win all four. I believe in you. The rest of the town should believe in you. Let's go.
Yeah, there's still games to be played. They still have a chance. They don't necessarily control their own destiny for winning the division, but they control their own destiny about being in the playoffs. And I'm right there with them. Let's go. You got four games. Get it done.
Ticket texters. It's not that I don't want them to go. I just don't care anymore. They aren't fun, Derek and Livonia.
They haven't been a fun watch all season long. It was fun winning. There's no question about it, but we talked about this at the beginning of the year. It's not like they are lighting the scoreboard on fire. They were winning games because they were disciplined. They've lost all discipline, whether it's plate discipline or it's discipline in the field. They are not doing the things that they did at the beginning of the year to give them a chance to win games, and they were taking advantage of those chances.
But there are reset buttons, you know, and it just takes that one moment sometimes to flip this thing, and it's just stupid. We've been on this ride, and it's been horrible lately, but to give up now, look, is this going to happen? No, and get in and have success? Probably not, but you take the chance. I mean, we saw it in 06 with the Cardinals. I was hearing Caputo last night. I forgot the details. They lost Mike Mulder for the season. He was one of the best pitchers in baseball. They limped in with 83 wins, and stuff happens.
Yeah. Texas says, I don't understand these callers and fans that aren't at least wanting a shot in a tournament. Humiliating, absolutely, but who knows what happens if they get in.
Yeah.
Texter puts it simply, baseball is like sex. More is better, even if we aren't great at it. Jim and Gross Point, you're next up. What's going on?
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Yeah, I think you have to root for the Tigers to make the playoffs. I mean, it's good for the city, it's good for Detroit, it's good for everybody. The one point I would make just to kind of gang or pile on the GM is we needed to get a good right-handed hitter. The Tigers don't really have anybody in their lineup that opposing pitchers fear pitching to. Like, when you're playing Cleveland, you really don't want to pitch to Kwan, and you really don't want to pitch to Ramirez. You know, Yankees have Judge. I mean, we really needed one player in our line.
One right-handed
walleye,
bat.
Walleye.
I'm going to do what you asked
walleye.
For. One
walleye.
Right-handed bat.
Walleye. The whole right-handed bat thing.
I immediately looked over there. It's just...
Walleye.
Dave in Ortonville, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, up? Dave.
Hey, I 100% agree with the last few callers. I have no idea why anyone would not want us to make the playoffs.
Losers.
Number one. Yeah, well, it doesn't make any sense. It's not like we're going to get a super draft pick or anything crazy out of it. It just comes down to us looking like a bunch of idiots if we don't make it. But, however, I also like that the 2006 Cardinals just got brought up because by no means is this Tiger team the 2006 Tigers. But we also collapsed right before we got to the playoffs after we came out of nowhere.
Yep.
And then lost. I think we had to go to Kansas Stadium in one game or something. They were god-awful. Somehow or another, we collapsed there, got in as a wild card, got hot, and then sat for too long. So I'm not even scared of, obviously, I think it'd be great to win the division, but if we end up with a wild card, more than likely we end up going to Cleveland. Hopefully we don't have to go to Toronto or, I guess, what would be New York. But we go to Cleveland again as a number standpoint. What are the chances of us continuing to keep losing there? So I'd say we get in.
We can't lose them, 10 in a row to the Guardians, can we? Yeah. You're like, playing Cleveland right now sounds like a root canal. I want no part of it. I'm so sick of facing this Guardians team.
Hey, you're the one that says they're going to the dentist, no big deal.
Listen, I'd rather go to Brightside than go to Cleveland. How about that?
I'll say this, and we can get more clarity on this tomorrow based on today's results on potential opponents, if they win especially. But I want Cleveland. I want Scooble going game one in Cleveland because I think if you win it, the switch flips. I do.
I thought we said that last week, and I thought we said that this week, and sure, I suppose it could happen next week. I'm guardianed out, to be clear. I know that's the most likely scenario. Who I would prefer to not face the Guardians.
Who have we beaten in the regular season? The Yankees.
The Astros.
We haven't Red Sox. Beaten.
Yeah, but this streak started with a loss of the Yankees.
Okay, but was it with the 23-3 point differential going into the third game.
And Trump showed up.
Look, that's how you start a game. That was a nice way to start a game.
Yeah, and then Perez, same inning.
Boom. Right, right. I was actually driving home last night listening to it, and I just heard like the first pitch to Jamai Jones, and then I had a phone call. I took a phone call, and 5 minutes later, you know, they're near a commercial break. I thought, well, that was quick. And then, but then I didn't find out until later. Wait a minute, they're up 2-0. They hit two home runs. And Jamai Jones got it done, and so did obviously Wenzel Perez. Both of them just pulled the ball into over the left field wall.
In the theme of me being pessimistic and always doom and gloom, is it just me? Or do the Tigers hit more solo home runs than any team?
Not just you. I mean, I don't know what the numbers actually are of that, but I will tell you this. Here, this is a fact.
Okay.
Spencer Torkelson, as of a couple days ago when I looked at this, and I don't think he's driven in a run since anyway, since the All-Star break, has 10 home runs. Riley Green now has 11, and Kerry Carpenter, I think, has 10 as well. But Spencer Torkelson only had 19 runs driven in.
With 10 home runs.
With 10 home runs. I mean, it's amazing how many solo home runs the Tigers have hit. They just have not come up with the big hit with runners
right
on base. And the, you know, kind of the crazy statistical anomalation with this team, as we like to say, with one of their players, Javi Baez, is Javi, though he's not hitting entirely well, 254 on this season with his OPS is 673.
He had like a couple hits last night.
Yeah, but that's all he does. He just right. hits base hits now.
Right.
But the one thing that Javi does extraordinarily well is he hits well with runners on or runners in scoring position. Now, his numbers have dropped since the All-Star break, but they're still above average. His OPS with runners on is 760. His OPS with runners in scoring position is 777. If you went back to last year when he was having a miserable year last year, again, it was a statistical anomalation with runners in scoring position.
I love that word, anomalation.
Yes, we love it too. We made it up and we're going to keep it. It's ours. His OPS last year was 884 with runners in scoring position, despite the fact that he hit 184 on the season.
That
with
is.
A 516 OPS on the season. It's strange. It is a statistical anomalation. So it was good to see Javi get the RBI, who ended up being the game winning RBI last night. And then you had a Riley Green home run as well, three solo home runs. But to your point, yeah, they just hit solo shots and it is annoying as hell because this team has shown a lot of power this year.
Right.
More power than I ever thought they were capable of. And yet it hasn't amounted to much on the scoreboard.
A perfect example was Riley Green yesterday. Solo home run, and then bases loaded, two outs, and he swings at ball four, you know, let alone getting a grand slam or something like that, you know?
Yeah, well, and he wasn't alone. Other guys, unfortunately, throughout this entire stretch, Tiger hitters have been swinging and missing a ton. I mean, 10 more strikeouts last night. So if I'm not mistaken, It is 19-9 is 28, and 10 is 38 strikeouts in three games against Cleveland in this series.
But we got to own the zone, man. Got to own that zone.
It's pathetic. Well, I mean, Cleveland struck out 8 times.
Yeah, I know.
Well, and Cleveland struck out 10 times in the first game as well, but they won 2 out of the 3 games. And yes, they own the zone thing, which is Scott Harris's tenet, which is something AJ Hinch wants too. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be, you know, a show for another day. I think there's going to be some big changes in the offseason to the 40-man roster. I would hope that there are an opportunity to say, okay, I think we've seen enough of this or that, and time to look at this or that, and also add other players via free agency or probably trade might be a better way to get it done. But that's a discussion for when the season is actually over. But right now, it's not over.
No.
Because they won last night.
Yeah.
And now, if the Tigers win and Houston loses a game, the Tigers are in the playoffs. And if they match up with Cleveland, it's actually the matchup I want. As a fan, I want to see them play Cleveland in the playoffs.
You want to get revenge from last year?
I want to get revenge for last week. I mean,
or this week.
Or this week. I just want to ruin Cleveland's season. And yes, in large part because of what happened last year. The Tigers breeze through the end of the year, make the playoffs, beat Houston in the first series, and then have a chance to win against Cleveland that can't get it done to go to the ALCS. Yeah, I want all that. I want that. And I think there's a mental block with this team when it comes to Cleveland right now. So hopefully last night reminded them that, you know, you can beat this team. They're not, it's a good team, but they're not that good.
By the way, where do you stand on, let's say, hypothetically, whenever, when they clinch a playoff spot? Let's say it's, well, because the Astros play the Angels late, I don't think the Tigers are going to be hanging around in the clubhouse.
Let's say it happens Saturday evening.
Okay.
They play what, Saturday afternoon at 4?
They play Saturday afternoon.
So after that game, they find out they clinch a playoff
spot. They clinch a playoff spot. Where do you stand on the celebration? Because I would, if they win the division, I could barely accept them going crazy. If they just go nuts with the goggles and all that crap, for them basically just making the playoffs, I think that's a horrible look considering how they've played the last 6 weeks of the season, personally.
I don't know if it's a horrible look or not. It's not, I'll say this, it's not how I would celebrate.
Okay, good. Good. So we're on the same page, basically.
Somewhat, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't celebrate like that. What I would do is I would have the blue collar celebration. I'd bring in a couple cases of beer, like Budweiser, like go all blue collar on you. Get some Pabst Blue Ribbon in there.
Some Natty Light.
What? Yeah, just something, just blue collar. It would be beer, not champagne, for sure. Yes. Is the way that I would do it. And I would say, look, it is an accomplishment. To make the playoffs is an accomplishment. If they were to do that, because they still haven't done it yet.
Right.
But no, I would not. I'd not good. Be thrilled right. if they did the whole goggle thing. Now, if they win, let's say they sweep Boston.
Yeah.
And
win the division.
That's
it's more palatable.
Yeah, I can understand that too.
Because then they'd have won 4 in a row. It wouldn't be as much of a back in.
But they'll have to play right away because they won't have gotten one of the first 2 seeds to get the bye. So I'm not sure I want them celebrating too much.
No, you know what? Here's the rallying call. He brings in PBR, Bud Light, whatever, and AJ says, "Look, have some beers, boys. No spraying. Have some beers, and we win the next round." Then we can bring out some champagne.
But that's, again, a discussion for after they actually clinch, if they were to clinch, because nothing's been
Gator, I'm looking ahead in a good way. I mean, give me...
Sort of.
Well,
looking for you're limiting what the celebration can be.
Yeah, it's true.
You're saying you can't do this.
But by the way, I don't want to derail the show, but you came up with something that I think is very interesting. The word you used that I never heard before.
When we use the term statistical anomalation.
Anomalation.
Yeah. Anomaly is the word.
Yes.
We've created the word anomaly.
You created a word. I'd love to hear from people what words, you know, with their friends or whatever that you've used in just everyday language that basically does not exist that you made up. Because my favorite that I use all the time is seriosity.
Seriosity. Yeah. Okay, so it's serious, but in all seriosity.
In all seriosity, yeah. That's my one.
Seriosity. Do you remember the first time you used it?
No, decades ago. But no, I don't remember the first time.
Kang, how long is it that we've been using statistical anomalization?
Oh, God. It was in our opens, remember?
Yeah, but it has to be...
Pre-COVID.
Is pre-COVID. Yes, I know it's pre-COVID because when I started singing the boat song, I said, anomalate that word.
Yes.
So that was part of it. So I'm guessing it's like 2017.
Anomalation.
Anomalate that word.
Yeah.
You deserve it. A brand new word. Woo! Yes. And that's why we're defining. You deserve it. A brand new word. Anomalate that word. Yeah. I imagine people have words like that.
Yeah.
That they've made up.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun, and it is distinctly our word. Like Doug said it, and when he said it, he called himself out on it immediately. He's like, anomalation. I'm like, go with it, own it. And we have ever since. We love the word. It's fantastic. 248-539-9797, the telephone number. Let's go to the phones and texts. We'll start with Tony in Detroit. Welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Tone.
Hey, thank you guys for taking my call. I don't think there's any zero way you can celebrate with champagne by backing in and getting that wild card spot. You cannot pop champagne as a wild card team. I would accept maybe a Prosecco or maybe a Cava, like a Spanish sparkling Cava.
It's all the same
thing. And then obviously pop a drink of beer. It is still hard to make the playoffs even as a wild card team.
It's an accomplishment. It's not what you wanted because you've blown this lead without question. It sucks that that has happened, but there's still reason to celebrate. Look, we're a blue collar team. Let's have a blue collar celebration. You know, maybe have a couple beers, bottles of booze around you, pass around, guys take swigs out of the bottle. You know,
we don't need our own. You don't need your own song or anything like that. Mm-hmm. You know, wild card. You make me so. Stop.
Stone it.
I'll stop.
All right, thanks, Tony. I appreciate it. That's talent right there.
Thank you very much.
That is talent. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. There is something else to consider that we want to get into regarding Sunday's game. This is a scenario that could take place. How would you handle this scenario with the Tigers? 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, the Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Well, hello. Mike's out today. Rico's there. Kenny David. I'm Jeff for the day. TJ Lang at 3:30. What a weekend that we're looking at. What's up, Rico?
It will be a football Friday. And just so everybody knows, Mike wanted me to let you guys know he wanted to be here. But for those who've been following the show, unfortunately, he had to put down his dog, Otis, today.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, he finally succumbed to the cancer. So, you know. Wow. Lots and prayers to Mike and his family.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but he was sad. But, dude, Otis was given 4 to 6 months 4 years ago. So I
really?
Right. So I was like, Mike, that was a hell of a 4 to 6 months.
Now, how old is Otis?
I want to say, I think he got him back in 2014, I believe. Yeah, around 2014.
I think that makes sense, yeah.
So, oh, damn.
Yeah, because I remember, I think Leo was on his last days then when they got Otis. But, yeah. But that's why Mike's not here.
Otis was like one of the originals.
Yeah,
right?
He was an OG.
OG.
OG. Leo was the original OG. But, yeah. So now it's just Rocky and Heath Bar.
So, wow. So, oh, that sucks.
So just to let everybody know.
And Mike's back on Monday.
So. Yeah, he should be back Monday. But yeah, don't even bother. Like, well, don't bother. Stay at home. Be sad. Life, we will move on without you. It's a football Friday. So we brought in Jeff Rieger.
That's right. That's right.
And Rieger came in hot.
What do you mean?
I mean, your idea that you had, you heard the morning show and Rieger was hot.
But you agree.
Rieger was hot.
I was listening today. I have to give this to you and to everybody else. It's disgusting. Tiger fans, Lions fans, Detroit fans, I'm disgusted by them. So I'm driving around today listening to the morning show. And they had the cookie jar. Do you know what the cookie jar is?
Yes.
Yeah, so they asked you a bunch of random questions. One of the questions in the cookie jar that Costa delivered was, you got to make your choice. Tigers get swept or Lions lose? That's the question. Assuming that if you take the Lions to lose, the Tigers don't get swept, then they're going to make the postseason. They essentially need to get swept to not make the postseason. And even then, they could still make the postseason. Or if you choose the Tigers to get swept, that means the Lions are going to win.
Okay, you're confusing people. Once again, what is it?
The question is, you got to choose.
Okay.
Tigers to get swept or Lions to lose.
This weekend.
Correct.
I think it's easy.
Yeah.
You'd rather the Tigers get swept.
That means they might not make the postseason.
Okay.
All for a regular season Lions win.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we go any further, everybody but the Honorable James Costa said exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
When given the choice, you have to make the decision. Tigers get swept, Lions lose. Everybody said Tigers get swept because they don't want the Lions losing a regular season game.
Rieger, it's a no-brainer. It's not
a regular season.
Rieger, it's not a regular season game. If you're a Lions fan, after the incredible high that you just had of destroying Baltimore in Baltimore, Derrick Henry falling off the bench.
Yeah.
Just, he was out of the game. Lamar Jackson is sitting there like, okay, how many Lions are on the field now? Because I'm counting 18, 19, 20 of them because I keep getting sacked. You cannot lose the next game to the Browns at home.
You do understand the alternative is the Tigers getting swept and they will be responsible for the biggest collapse in the history of Major League Baseball that will always follow them in the city of Detroit.
And the only people who would care are you and the baseball writers.
You are insane.
Who care about the Hall of Fame stuff.
Okay, nobody might care until it actually happens. And by the way, there's no way the Tigers are getting swept to begin with, considering the Red Sox magic number is 1. So if they win tonight, then they're going to rest everybody for the next 2 days. But
Do you get this no way they get swept?
There's no way they get swept.
They were just swept like 3 times in a row.
Understood, but the Red Sox...
But this time, it's for real.
No, it's different. The Braves were actually trying to win. The Red Sox would rest everybody. Would play a bunch of minor leaguers against the Red Sox.
Rieger, you don't rest people 2 days from the playoffs.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
You set up your pitching rotation. They're not going to have to face Garrett Crochet. Okay. You're in good shape. There's no way the Tigers get swept. But
so you want the Tigers to win so they don't become historic? I mean, this is not like 0-16.
I'm giving up a Lions loss in this scenario so the Tigers don't get swept, so they go to the postseason, so they do something the Tigers have done only 19 times in the franchise's history. Yes, I'm taking the Tigers to not get swept. But everybody that called in and everybody on that show, with the exception of Costa, said there's no way you're allowing the Lions to lose a game, which I think is the most absurd, brain-dead opinion I've ever heard in my life. So I want to ask the people, because I do believe this show's audience is probably smarter than the morning show's audience. Is that fair? You guys assume that, right?
Yes.
You agree. Exactly. Yeah. So,
I mean, I heard some of their stuff today. We're not doing a segment. We're not going to do an hour on shorts. So, yeah.
Oh, so I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. Thank God.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's a no shorts talk Friday. But I need to ask the people, because it's been bugging me all day. you got to make the choice. Yes, it's like Sophie's choice. I'm sorry, it's a Friday. But you need to settle this. You need to, like, really help out Detroit. Make the choice. Lions lose to the Browns. They'd be 2-2. They're going to get over it. Or the Tigers get swept, which means the historic collapse potentially happens. It's such a no-brainer, and I couldn't believe how many people were not willing to give up a Lions loss.
All right, let's give it to the people. 248-539-9797. Rieger, because here's the thing. I don't want to speak for the people. I don't think that they believe the Tigers are going to go anywhere. So it's empty calories. The Lions, they believe, can win a Super Bowl. So you know what you have to do? You have to collect wins, especially when you did the scheduling game.
Yeah.
Everybody wrote Baltimore was the first loss.
Yeah.
It was easy.
Which means you get one to lose.
You know who the easiest win was for the scheduling game?
The Browns.
Cleveland.
So you flip-flop. Not a big deal.
Yeah. It's a gigantic deal. You don't want to be 2-2. And the two of the game, one of the games that you lost were to the Cleveland. If you would have lost to the Ravens, Rieger, if this is the Ravens game, I think people would be like, nah, you want the Tigers to win. It's the Browns. They're a double-digit favorite at home. Okay? You know, the Tigers ain't going nowhere,
Rieger. I want to take this mic.
No. Hold on.
Yeah,
and maybe, just maybe, you need to own it. Maybe you just need to own the collapse.
You don't have to own it if it doesn't happen.
Right, but you
why would you want that to follow you?
Maybe you need to collapse. Own it. And
why?
Maybe, you know, because next year.
It's not going to change anything.
Maybe you will.
I doubt it.
Because if it's like the way you're saying that everybody, it's going to stick with you forever, then that means that Scott Harris and AJ and all these guys have to wear it for infinity. Maybe you'll make some moves in the winter meetings. Maybe you'll do some things. And you won't just sit there and worry about being haunted by trading some of your prospects.
Rico, it's been embarrassing what the Tigers have done. Big win yesterday, but it's been embarrassing. Odds are they make the postseason. But for this question, no offense, you're joining the brain dead, which is unacceptable because you're a very smart man. You're joining the brain dead. It is such a dumbass opinion if giving this a choice to say, oh, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to give up a regular season win, and instead I want the Tigers to get swept, and they're not going to make the postseason. And if, for all the people that say,
Are the Tigers game regular season?
What's that?
Are these Tiger game regular
season? Yeah, but of course postseason. They're essentially playoff games.
I just want to make sure. They're regular season, too.
Hold on.
So what you're saying, Jeff, is, because I think I know where Rico's going with this, regular season for the Tigers, those games matter, but the Lions game in the regular season doesn't matter?
These games matter for where they are. Don't accept. You're joining the brain dead as well.
Oh, okay. I'll give you my opinion next, but okay. I just want to ask you, you're saying Tigers sweep, which means Lions win,
yeah,
or the Lions win, or the Lions lose.
Tigers sweep, Lions
Tigers
lose.
Swept. Yes.
Okay, I got you.
No, I'll give you my answer next. Just so everybody knows. You have to choose. The Tigers get swept or the Lions lose.
Okay.
Okay? And before we go anywhere, this opinion of, well, the Tigers can't win the World Series, you're probably right. But A, don't you want to try? And B, I'm sorry. Once you actually make the postseason, you take a big exhale, and the Tigers are capable of beating anybody. Now, will they? I don't know. They've been a train wreck in the second half of the season. But to just go through 162 games and you're on the precipice of making the postseason and you're like, well, you can't win the World Series. I don't care. It's brain dead. It's absolutely asinine. I'm sweating. It makes me angry. All right. So where are you at? People want to talk. 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. Who you with? Tigers get swept or the Lions lose. You have to make the choice on this Friday.
And if you agree with Rieger, apparently you're smart.
97 won the ticket. The Valeni and Rico show, Mike back on Monday. All right, we gave you the dilemma in the morning. Costa's the only smart one. Everybody else is brain dead. People are upset at me because I'm saying brain dead, but I truly believe this. You have to answer this question. This weekend, you choose the Tigers to get swept or the Lions to lose. Everybody, and I do mean everybody with the exception of myself and Cookies, which maybe says something about us, are picking the Tigers to get swept. They would rather the Tigers get swept than the Lions lose a regular season game and fall to 2-2. Am I going to go to the phones?
Yeah, people are waiting. They're lined up. Let's go.
John and Warren, you're on the ticket. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, John.
Wonderful.
Good. Rico.
Yes.
You slappy. You hater. How can you hate the Tigers?
I don't hate the Tigers.
You do hate the Tigers.
How do I hate the Tigers?
You honestly think, well, you honestly think that pocket puff quarterback we have is going to survive the season without Ragnow protecting him. Not going to happen. Go ahead and lose this game. Let the Tigers go on. Win or lose the World Series,
right.
They
so
moved on.
Do you hate the Lions?
It's a plus. I don't necessarily hate the Lions, but I
sounds
can
like
take good naps when they're on.
Wait. So okay.
This is the guy that agrees with me.
I hate the Tigers.
Not a great start for you, Jeff.
I hate the Tigers because I'd rather the Lions win. Wow. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Sorry, dude.
Okay. Thanks, John. But John doesn't hate the Lions because he doesn't think Goff's going to make it.
How dare you, Rico? You hate the Tigers.
I don't think I've ever been accused of that before.
We're off to a tough start.
You slappy. You hater.
Am I
a Lions slappy? Because I want
apparently so.
No, and he's a
welcome.
Lions, he's a Lions hater, that guy that just called in.
Right. Wow.
What do you call Jerry Goff? A powder puff, I believe?
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Is this guy serious?
I felt really good up until that call.
He's on your side, Jeff.
Yeah, me and that dude.
Hey, Jeff,
Jerry
that's
Goff.
One.
I'm just saying.
That's one.
So maybe I'll take back the brain dead comment. People are very upset with the brain dead part of the thing. I was appalled this morning. I was appalled.
I'm a Lions hater.
All right, let's go to George in Metamora.
Tigers hater, I'm sorry.
You're on the ticket. What's up, Georgie?
Hey, how you guys doing? Well, let me balance this out. I am totally Team Rico. I heard once that every time Jeff is wrong, an angel gets its wings. Here's another case.
Ooh, that's nice.
I think the only thing that Rico didn't mention is with the Lions, I think it's more important for them. Not that it's a regular season game. We're talking about Super Bowl aspirations. Home field's eventually going to matter. So wins, I just don't feel like giving them away to opponents we should beat. The Tigers have been horrendous for the last 2 months. Why are they going to turn it on in the playoffs? They're not. Put a bullet in them. I'm ready to move on. Let's go Lions.
Hey, George, very quickly, though, you do realize there's all kinds of examples of a team playing like absolute trash down the stretch. All the pressure's on. They get in and they do some damage. And there's no reason the Tigers couldn't do that either. Like if the Tigers go to Cleveland to play in a wild card series, the third series against Cleveland in 3 weeks, I would pick them to win that series, especially if you get Tarek Skubal for one of those games.
So all of a sudden, the team that's beaten them 5 of the last 6 times, they're going to go on the road and beat them in a playoff series. They still don't have a number two pitcher. The bullpen suspect, Riley Green, I mean, call me when he comes up in September. No,
they're
going to lose it. Okay, he hit one.
He's got 34 bombs, the fourth most in baseball. George, I'm not saying
where I'm with George. He's hitting 189 in September.
Understood. Listen, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but for all of Detroit in this scenario to just give up, the Tigers stink, they're rubbish, then why even watch all season? You're already making the determination like you would rather them choke away the postseason than make the playoffs and see what the hell happens?
Because I honestly believe, Rieger, a lot changed Monday night. Monday night, all of a sudden, you saw one professional team in this town who could actually win the whole freaking thing. The Tigers, smoke and mirrors all summer. We all knew that, even though they kept telling you they were the first to 40 and 50 and 60 and all of that stuff and the kazoo playing, they were smoke and mirrors. You saw a real team Monday night, and I think the city of Detroit said, if I got to back one horse, I'm backing that horse. So according to your scenario, yeah,
I'll be
the Tigers hater. I'm taking the Lions to win this game, as George said. You want to rack up as many wins as possible. You're still trailing Green Bay by half a game.
Right, because winning the division last year and getting the first round bye, that all did wonders for you.
Hey, what did pitching chaos do? Who'd you lose? You end up losing to Cleveland again.
I must have missed a memo when a 2-2 football team cannot make the Super Bowl. I'm sorry. Let's go to Mike in Royal Oak. You're on the ticket. What's up, Mikey?
Hello there. I just think that anybody that would root for the Tigers to lose all three games they're not fans of Detroit. I mean, I've gotten tired of listening. I listen to the station a lot, And all I've heard all week is, oh, I'd rather them not get to the playoffs than get to the playoffs. What are you talking about? You always want to get to the playoffs. Now, yes, they could lose three, you know, 6-0, 6-0, 6-0. But they could turn it around. And the almighty Lions, they're going to get to the Super Bowl. What happened last year? One loss, if they're so great, one loss is not going to keep them out of
the
playoffs.
Well, Mike, I would say this. If the Tigers really wanted to get to the playoffs, how about not getting beat by everybody for the last couple weeks? How about you just win some freaking games? If it was so important to the Tigers, go win some games. But you didn't.
Rico,
here we are.
I'm about to say something, and you can all laugh at me, and that's fine. But yesterday's win against the Guardians, Jamai Jones starting that game off with a home run, for one game, they had a different feel to them. They looked like a different game, or a different team, rather. So there's no doubt in my mind that if they just get in, they could cause some damage. Will they? I have no idea. But the fact of the matter is, so many people have already quit on them, which is understandable. They've been in free fall for such a long time. It doesn't change the fact that anything is still possible. They could still win the Central. They're tied with the Guardians. And I understand it's been a colossal collapse. I totally get it. But
I'm not supposed to sit there and watch you keep falling on your face and falling on your face. But anything can happen. If that's your rationale, then as I said yesterday, it's kind of like when a 16 seed is playing a one. Well, anything can happen in a game. It's happened once. Okay. Don't really see it happening again. So Rieger, for you.
Thanks, Gus. 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. The morning show started this. This was not on me. I just got offended by it. But they threw out the question.
But you're a bigger baseball fan. So that's why I think you're offended by this.
I find it preposterous that you would watch a full season of baseball, go down to Comerica, enjoy the games. At one point, the best team in all of baseball. And so many people have quit on this team. And maybe. That's the crux of this issue.
I find it preposterous that we watch them all year. We think they're good, and then they do this.
I understand.
Right, you're letting them off the hook, and you're blaming the fans.
Well, it's not over, though. See, that's the crux of this issue. The amount of people that just now have quit on this team, which is understandable.
They quit on us.
But they're not trying to lose. And yes, Scott Harris in the trade deadline was an absolute joke, and nobody is saying otherwise. But how many examples do you have to see when you just get the pressure off of you, which, by the way, could have been yesterday? You have no idea what can happen. And you guys are just punting the belief that they could win a playoff series. If you played Cleveland with Tarek Skubal going in game one, you don't think he would win that series?
You know what?
He lost the last two against Cleveland.
I'm wondering, like, when was the last time they played Cleveland?
Have you seen Cleveland?
When was the last time they played Cleveland at Cleveland?
Yesterday.
Last week.
Yesterday they won. Yeah. Yesterday. Yeah. Did you miss that?
So if it was a series, the series would have been over before yesterday's game, right?
Did you miss that Cleveland had to win like 19 of 22 just to be in this spot? Did you miss the fact they're the only team in Major League Baseball in the postseason with a negative run differential? The point is,
you're
not a great team.
Winning.
No, they're not a great team, though.
You know who else is not a great team right now?
Either.
Right. So, you know who is? Lions.
See, and let me ask you this, Jeff, if the Lions were to lose to the Browns, then who are they really? Are they the team that beat the Bears and the Ravens, or are they the team that lost to the Packers and the Browns?
That's a fair point.
We've seen what they can be at their best. We've seen what they can look like when they beat a team like the Ravens.
And we would have seen the worst.
I understand that, but this is the NFL. Does every single Super Bowl caliber team not have one stinker that they have every year?
But that would have been two stinkers now. So what are we doing?
I wouldn't call Green Bay a stinker.
Look what we've done. We've got them fighting, too. This is amazing. All right, 248-539-9797.
I'm on Team Jeff.
It was not my question. It was who makes up the cookie jar questions? That's Jim, right? Or the audience. I don't know. But you got to choose one on this Friday. We're still trying to have a good weekend. Lions lose. Tigers get swept. Which one do you choose? 97 won the ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.